This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, look, man. I think this is what the world needed. Mike Tyson has a new EDM club track.
What? This made my morning when I watched the video.
2020 is just fantastic.
It's something.
Yeah. It's called Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey. So far that tracks. And technically it's by an electronic group called Tiki Lao. And
the song's called Mike Tyson featuring Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Yo, dog.
And it does feature him on vocals, though. And you know what he's singing? I'm Mike Tyson. I mean, in case you can't make it out, of course.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. Lend me your ears or I will eat them all.
In. Let's go.
Oh my God. This video is insane. Yeah, it's very, it's animated, it's a cartoon, his head's on fire.
It's inspired by Shark Week.
There we go.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mike Tyson.
That's because he fought the shark, right?
Yeah. Now he's fighting a dragon.
Tyson. Oh, okay.
I think.
That works.
Looks
like he's winning.
Drop that bass.
Yeah.
Drop that fist.
Okay.
On that dragon's face.
Is Mike Tyson becoming the new William Shatner? Like, he'll just do anything?
No, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything he touches is pretty much going to confuse us, and we're going to watch it.
Yeah. Because I'll do your EDM video if all I got to do is say, I'm BJ Shea. I think I could do that.
All right, someone out there. You got it now.
All right, I can do it.
Will you say, lend me your ears or I will bite them?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, I'll have to do a snowman relate. To keep your snowman away from me or something like that. Something that, you know, is
okay.
You know, because I don't bite people's ears.
I'm
like
BJ Shea. Keep my snowman away. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, what else you want to say? Or I took my cousin to the prom. I mean, whatever, you know, something
I'm
like that.
I'm glad we have these audio clips now as proof that you've said them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Creative editing. I've stopped fighting that battle a long time ago.
Because you know it's true.
Like I said, I've stopped fighting that battle a long time ago. say what you want. I really, at this point.
Yo, if that song played back in my raver days, if I'm at like a rave and all of a sudden that song pops on, I would lose my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that of course you would. I mean,
that's better than the Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel guy doing a rave.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Or how about we could have him play that song?
Who?
The Colonel guy. He'd be our DJ.
Instead of eating your ears, he's going to eat delicious chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know, nice. It's like that would be the great mashup of the world. There's the KFC dude, the Colonel. He's actually playing. He's spinning the records, and one of them is Mike Tyson's, EDM head track.
I like fried chicken.
I mean, that would be
that kid needs to get involved in it as well.
Oh, we need that kid. He's going to be a sample. Just keep throwing
right
that
before
in.
The bass drops.
Yeah. Well, you've heard of Luck.
What?
You've heard of luck?
Yes.
Excuse me? Yes. And you've heard of dumb luck. Boy, dumb luck, man. I don't think I've ever heard it to such a degree. There's a guy who lives in the Detroit area. He went to buy a lottery ticket, but he accidentally bought two. Didn't realize he bought two with the same number. And normally you go, okay, well, that's, I guess, okay. But, you know, well, turns out this mistake actually got him not one, but $2 million jackpots because of that mistake.
Damn. I read about this, and the guy was just like, he was annoyed that he ended up buying two lotto tickets. And it's just like, man, I bet you're not annoyed anymore.
No. His name is Samir, and he was saving numbers on a lottery app after buying a $2 ticket for a Mega Millions game. Then he realized he had mistakenly purchased a second ticket with the same numbers. And, you know, the way this thing works, he got the $2 million jackpots because of it. And he didn't even know. He had no idea until he logged in and realized, oh, crap, I won two?
That is insane.
He knew he won a mill, but he didn't know he won another mill.
Oh, my gosh. Good for this guy.
You know what he wants to do? Wants to
give
buy
it to me.
Oh, you know, it's
very
funny.
Specific,
very specific. He did say, I plan on giving it to Steve Miggs.
That's really nice of this.
He says, I know Steve bought a new house, but really, he said, I'm giving it to Steve Miggs because even though buying a house is stressful, I'm going to get him someone to help him park at the Target parking lot.
He's just going to drop me off and pick me up.
He's going to buy a new house and put the rest in savings. How about that?
That's very responsible.
Yeah, you know.
That's not something I would
do. He's in Detroit, so basically he's going to buy a new house for like $50,000.
You could buy a neighborhood.
That's
what I want to do.
Yeah.
I understand, like, you win something as little as $2 million. You can't really go as crazy as you'd like to.
I guess
you know what I mean? Like, if you win $10 million, I feel like you got a couple million where you could just be an idiot and spend it.
I would imagine in some suburbs of the Detroit area, though, Steve, he could probably, for $500,000, probably get a mansion in the Detroit area. Because, I mean, housing is so affordable around that place.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, man, oh, man, that Detroit money.
Because what are you going to do? You win $2 million. What are you doing with it? I mean, I'm paying off my house, paying off my wife's student loans, because those are ridiculous. I think those are more in the house at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And at that point, anything after that, probably put away for Tatum, maybe pay off our cars.
Aww.
Maybe Tatum?
All no, right. Definitely Tatum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tatum's like, she's after house. Then after the student loans.
Yeah, you've got to, and the money you're going to give for Tatum is so that she can then start racking up some student loans.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a little help, but you're probably going to rack up student loans, but that'll be whoever your partner is probably.
Probably a million won't be enough to pay for college by the time she's 18.
Oh my gosh, right.
No, a million won't be able to pay for the books.
Oh my gosh.
Which will all be online anyway, but they'll still charge you.
Teach her how to do stuff other than college.
Looking online, like the house prices in Detroit, the median, so the middle of that, the road on that is $42,000. Literally,
a house?
He could buy a neighborhood and still have money.
Yeah. And if he might have to pay a little bit more if he wants to go to some of the affluent neighborhoods instead of downtown Detroit. But still, that's nothing. I mean, I might have been crazy. You know, like even like $250,000 would probably buy you a beautiful, beautiful house in the Michigan Detroit area.
That's insane, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, their prices are insane.
Well, we watched that lottery, my dream home lottery show that David guy hosts.
Yeah,
and it's like sometimes someone wins like $1 million or $2 million, and they're like, well, what do you want to spend for a house? And they're like, we don't want to go any higher than $150,000. I'm like, good luck finding something. But they're in like a small town, like in Ohio. And all of a sudden, what does he find? Houses that would be $500,000 to $700,000 here in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just nuts to see that, man. We're in the wrong area.
Yeah, well, if you go to like smaller places that have a winter, you're going to get a great deal.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a great, great deal.
But I mean, if you got to stay indoors all the time like we are, you just buy the best house wherever it is, and who cares? Get good internet, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Indoor hot tub.
Time to go to Detroit,
fancy.
Buddy. Time to go to the Motor City, Rev.
I mean, I'm not going to get that crazy.
Oh, okay.
Outdoor hot tub, yeah.
I mean, look, there is a reason why our housing costs so much here. There is a lot of amazing beauty, culture, metropolitan activities in Seattle, and that's why places like us, San Francisco, and obviously, you know, L.A. area, New York, Chicago, those places are just nuts because they got a lot. You know, they really do. You know, you get a lot of water, you know, with the lakes in Chicago.
Right.
With, you know, the Chicago is the anomaly because it still has ridiculously horrible winters and that humidity in the summer. But it's such a giant city that what do you want to do? You can do anything you want to do.
Oh, man, that's just crazy, though.
Yeah. So.
And that's also crazy. I did not know that you can buy lotto tickets on an app. That sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. I think that's the point. The point is that impulse buying, I guess, is a good thing for the world of capitalism.
I don't think you can here.
I don't. Dude, you can't even like use a card to buy tickets. Like, you know, when I go, you have to use cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Washington state is a little bit more nanny-like than other states. Because, you know, our liquor control board is ridiculously strict where you can do other things in other states.
I want to be able to buy lotto tickets on a whim while I'm on my couch.
I got no problem with that. I mean, look, if you have a problem, I believe you should be able to handle it yourself, you know, inconvenience me if I don't have a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It's my problem.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, that's the whole nanny mentality.
When I win the lottery, then it's the solution.
I think it's great. And if you don't win the lottery, sure, you've gambled away everything that you've done, but you've helped out the kids so they can go to a better school.
Well, I don't know who these kids are, but they better thank me.
Oh, they've got
all of the kids.
I mean, supposedly lottery is supposed to fund schools, but
yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I don't feel bad about getting the lotto tickets I get every once in a while.
See, he's helping the children.
Spoiler alert, I didn't win this week.
Oh.
Dude, that's how it is. Like, with the app, it's like now you get instantaneous disappointment.
Oh, dude, I know. I forgot that I had a lotto ticket for this last week's drawing. So I was just like, on Saturday, I was like, oh, yep. I've got it. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to buy? What could I possibly get? Bloop, bloop. Lose. Great.
And man, that thing will read your lotto tickets better than anything reads anything on my phone. Right. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the credit card scanner doesn't even work as good as this thing. Like, it's like, as soon as I get near the tickets, like, you're a loser.
Yeah, this thing is excited to tell you how much you suck.
Oh, yeah. Apple, you know, that Apple has said, we want to make sure that we really dash your hopes with this baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's any phone, though. I think you had the Washington Lottery app from any phone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, explore disappointment across all platforms.
Oh,
right?
So all platforms are in cahoots on disappointing you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, I support that.
The Powerball is at $116 million right now.
Oh, no, you don't need that, Vicky.
It was at $97 million when I was trying.
This is cash option, about $89.5 million only, you know.
I don't know if I can get by with that kind of...
Yeah.
That's too low. Yeah. I'm not going to play yet.
Yeah. Dude, but we'll do that something where we're at, like, a grocery store on a Saturday. I was like... Ooh, let's get a ticket today because then we can find out tonight if we're millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have that stupid false hope when I pull up that ticket up to my phone. I'm like, what if this is the one? How will I react to this?
That's why it's so frustrating.
It's so much fun.
That's why it's so frustrating when Samir in Detroit he makes a mistake and doesn't even realize he's actually doubled his winnings with dumb luck.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there going, maybe it's me. And they go, no, it'll never happen to you. And then here's Samir. Ah, for crying out loud. How stupid am I?
Yeah, right.
I bought two of the same ticket. What a moron. And next thing you know.
But at least with him, like,
Shed's a millionaire.
He goes with like a set numbers. I've never done that. I'm always
same. That's why you
I
lose.
I just do random.
You've got to pick birth dates and astrology charts.
That's what my mom does, man. Yeah. She's like, oh.
How many times will Vicky spill a coffee in a day? You know, you have to put that in there.
There's not a high enough number for that.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what my mom will do. She has like set numbers that she does all the way back in the day when you had to like fill it out with a pencil, like almost like a test.
That's why your mom's a professional. You ought to really consult a professional.
That's why I got to do that. I'm so lazy and I'm so like, I don't want to stand in front of that lotto machine for an extended period of time. So I just like, dude. And get whatever it gives me.
You are a true American. I want the most money for the least effort, please.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're not playing regularly and you find out that the numbers you do use on occasion are the winning numbers, how pissed would you be?
That would drive my mom nuts. There have been times where she's like, I would have won $5,000 if I played today. And then all of a sudden she falls down the downward spiral of playing every day.
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing?
Yes.
Which is why I can't play the lottery. Part of my hearing thing is the ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to sleep at night, sleeping a certain way, I hear like a Morse code set of beeps. And my mind starts going, you don't know Morse code, but what if this is the winning lottery number being sent to you by God?
And
you keep ignoring it every time.
This is like some lost stuff going on here.
Right.
It's the same sound. It's like, it's not a different set of beeps. They seem to have the same pattern. And I always sit there and I go, oh, I'm hearing the beeps again. And it's the same set of beeps. Like,
you're like hoping it's like lotto numbers, like winning lotto numbers. It's probably aliens sexting you or something.
Well, that... All right. I mean, you know.
Either way, listen.
I don't mind if ET's trying to slide into my DM.
Dude, you should do it though. Pay attention to what it is. Write it down, and see if you can make that into a lotto numbers. And that would be a great story. Crazy guy plays lottery based on the ringing in his ears and wins.
Yeah.
That's the story that they want.
You know, I don't want to give into that because what if it's another message that says, Steve is planning to overthrow the government. You need to take him out. What if I translate that with the, I don't want to know a message. Because then I'm the weird guy. This is beaming into my head. Here's what it says. Would you think I need to go talk to somebody?
I mean, I'm too lazy to even put numbers in a lotto machine. You think I'm trying to overthrow the government? Or are you? See, I still want to go with my thing. I need to get in cahoots with a really old person in a really small town, like Chimicum. Find like an old dude from Chimicum and have him play the lottery because it's always the old guy that wins the lottery in some small town.
Where's Chippy from Chimicum? We'd like to talk to him. How about Chippy? We have a plan.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I'm with you. You gotta make it.
You don't hear about like someone in like a bigger city. I mean, it does happen, obviously, but like more often than not, it's always like an old person from a small town.
Yeah. I don't know what you are going to provide them in order for them to cut you in on the deal, but I'm sure you'll figure something out.
Yeah, I'll buy. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm the man with the ideas.
Yeah, and just explain to them that
I'm the one going in the store for him.
Okay.
You're doing. He's doing the running.
Oh, you're so going to the store.
I'll get him some groceries too while I'm at it.
Will you have the patience to enter the numbers he wants you to enter, or you go, oh, that's too much work. We're just going to go random.
All right, I'll drop him off.
Yeah,
and
there
wait
we go.
For him.
Wow, great
play
deal.
On my phone, and then when he comes back, well, he doesn't have to drive.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, I mean, I like this plan. You should get half of his lottery winnings because you dropped him off.
Thank you.
Well, and he has to be the one that does it. If Steve puts in the numbers, that's putting
Steve's
juju on it.
Yeah, that's not
going to
work out at all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, we can't have Steve anywhere near the juju of that hole.
I'll walk him in there, and I'll just stand next to him.
Oh, that's Steve. Is that too close, Danny?
Oh.
See, some people would say that energy is too close.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play at the Coinstar machine while he's doing the lottery.
There you go.
Play
at the coin. I never win at this Coinstar machine. Why? I put my money in, and they never give me any money back.
I always win.
Yeah, you always get a
point. I always break even.
Yeah. Yeah, I always break even. See, that's my kind of gambling.
I like this text. You guys are stupid. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Rewind.
Back,
what do you want?
Back, I would say, was it January of 2006? A week after that, first week in January, that assessment was made.
Yes.
And we've been stupid ever since. So just, you know.
That's what you get when you want free entertainment.
That's right. And think about that for a second. Talk about the least amount of effort to get entertained. Yeah, right. We're it, people. All right, we got this Walmart that was shut down for a very odd and a very stinky reason. What happened? Oh, I'll tell you. We'll do that at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Okay, first of all, this couldn't happen to a nicer city, Oklahoma City. And you know why. Jerks. But there was a Walmart in Oklahoma City who was forced to temporarily close their doors because a skunk was spotted in the men's shoe department. Was that Clay Bennett?
Yes.
Hey!
Nice. Save our Sonics, BJ.
Yeah, that's what I did. So a pest control service was called, and the skunk will be treated for an injury before it's released back into the wild. That's the kind of world we are now. I mean, the skunk comes in your joint, sticking up the place, and you're like, I should be able to, you know, but instead they go, we're going to take him out, take care of his injuries.
So they shut it down because of the skunk.
Yeah.
Imagine showing up to Walmart, and you just want to get whatever you got to get. And, like, I'd just be so frustrated. Yeah. Like, I went to a QFC yesterday, and it was like, 9:30 in the morning, I went to one of the doors and it was freezing. So I'm like, walk to the door and then it's like, doesn't open. I'm like, what the F? And then I see a sign that says, this door is not open until 10 a.m. Go to the other door. And that was just like a minor inconvenience. I still got to go into the QFC, but I was like, what is wrong with this place? It's a problem. Stupid pandemic shutting down our doors.
and, shut down our doors.
Oh, I'm telling you right now.
I would be livid, dude, if I showed up to a Walmart and I was like, you're telling me you're not open because of a skunk? I'll go in there.
Yeah.
And then next we see Steve getting a tomato bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally ran over a dead skunk once.
Oh, man. That was fun, huh?
It, like, I don't know how. It was like, many years ago, but it, like, kicked the scent into the car.
You probably crushed its stink sack.
Probably right.
Wow. Yeah.
And, dude, I never got that scent out of the car. Like, it got to the point where I was like, I need to just get rid of the car. Like, yeah. I tried everything, and it was just like the scent of that skunk was there. I think it was maybe a little bit more psychological than anything, but it felt like it was just there forever.
Yeah.
So I can almost understand. I still would be mad if I showed up to Walmart and they shut it down.
Well, they happen to have a representative from the pest control services, and I think he wants to make a statement about this whole thing. His name is Trevor Bounds. He's an amazing employee for their pest control company.
Oh. Oh, well, we got a call this morning. They had a skunk that had got into the men's shoe department. Nobody wants to come shop at, Skunk Spray Central. We gave him some watermelon treats, and once we could get him calmed down enough where he could trust the trap, he went ahead and committed into our trap, and we loaded him up.
Wait a second. Watermelon treats. Was that the rev they were catching, or was it the skunk?
I can go for some watermelon
treats.
Dude,
I was about to have something in common with skunks.
Yeah, you like watermelon treats?
Freaking love watermelon treats.
Well, look at this.
Like regular watermelon. I like watermelon flavored gum.
Yeah.
Anything.
Jolly Ranchers.
That's the best one.
Those are my favorite.
Every time you talk about how you like so many different versions.
I sound like Forrest Gump.
Watermelon juice. There's a shrimp and there's a gum shrimp.
Fried watermelon. Barbecued watermelon.
I like my watermelon.
I like my watermelon diced up. I like my watermelon right there on the rind.
I don't know why every time I do an impression of Forrest Gump, it's really Sling Blade I do. I don't understand.
Well, you're trying to do Bubba, I guess, but yeah, you're not very good at it.
Yeah, he's right.
Mm-hmm, I like watermelon.
So raccoons, they like... Oh, no, I mean, I'm sorry, skunks.
Well, the raccoons, now, on the other hand...
I don't know what they
wouldn't
like.
Have gone without a fight.
Skunks like watermelon.
Yeah, apparently skunks like watermelon.
Raccoons like cherries.
How do you know that?
Because there used to be this pack of raccoons that lived behind my apartment, and so me and Joe were really drunk one night, and we just decided that we were going to try to feed them, and so we fed them cherries, because that's the only thing I had in my refrigerator.
Oh.
I loved it.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Pits
yeah.
and all? Or did you de-pit them for them?
No, pits and all.
I got one of those machines that you line up the cherries and go...
Are you serious?
Pits come out.
Oh,
well, the raccoons better not hear about this because they're coming to your house.
Yeah, I don't use it, though. It takes too much time and energy. I just eat it and just spit it out.
Yeah, that's the theme of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, theme of my life.
That's really...
That's cool that they like watermelons.
Hey, hold on a second, okay? Trevor has more to say, and he's an expert employee for Slappy's Pest Control Service. Okay, come on now. Trevor's waiting at the dais over here. Come on.
We'll have anywhere from 15 to 20 skunk calls, every other week. And Edmund is definitely full of skunks.
Well, it's Oklahoma City for you.
I'm never going there.
Oh, I'm not going there. I mean, that's the skunk capital of Skunkolia.
And Skunkolia.
And you think the skunk's just like men's shoes, or is it just a coincidence that they're in the men's shoes department?
Well, that's a really good question. Maybe there was a sale.
It's a good point.
You know, I mean, like, I think skunks like to roll back savings like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And men's shoes, maybe they make a good house because women's shoes are open. So maybe like the summer house are the women's shoes for the skunks, but then when it gets to be winter, they need the clothes shoes, so they go with the men's.
Has anyone been head to head with a skunk?
Yes.
You mean like a pit fight? Like a cage match?
Well, just like, you're face to face with a skunk, and then they just, I don't know if they get you.
Do you have, Vicky?
It was a domesticated one, and they brought it to the station. We were podcasting, and I ran out of the podcast room to go pet it. It was so cute.
And when you say domesticated, its sack was removed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh. It's kind of like
that. And it was also neutered, I think.
Lady!
It was huge. It was just so chill and fluffy. It just...
Well, if you try to have someone take your sack out and see how chill you're going to be. It's probably like, well, I'm done.
There's no stress anymore.
Yeah, it's like, they get my sack out. At this point, I got to be nice.
So it was domesticated, like someone used it as a pet?
Yeah, it was her pet.
And she just hung out with the skunk?
All the time.
I mean,
interesting.
I mean, Pepe Le Pew.
Skunk?
Well, she was just carrying it around like a baby kind of a thing. Like, okay.
Aw.
It was really cute. I got to find a picture.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of, I guess, look like cats, or at least if you're Pepe Le Pew, you think a cat's close to a skunk.
Well, that's because the cat unfortunately walked past like a white paint and put a stripe on it.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I mean, and it's not too far from it because one late night, my wife was coming home and she saw what she thought was a kitty by our front door. It was a baby skunk and she ran away.
The skunk or your wife?
My wife.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she got a hell away from that skunk.
So
you guys are just making a big stink out of this whole thing. And then Danny might be right with the cherries, man. Someone just texted saying, raccoons come to my house in the middle of the night and empty out both of my cherry trees. If I didn't have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, I'd be out there with my pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, you guys didn't know that. But
Danny's fault. He got them all hooked on cherries.
I did. Yeah.
Well, it's, and also, it's widely known the number one song for raccoons is Cherry Pie. It's their favorite song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, they're very upset, of course, that...
their leader, Jamie Lane's...
Jamie doesn't like the song and really pissed about the whole thing. And they're like, but it's our favorite.
You're our leader.
Yeah, come on, man.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, didn't we try to give them watermelon too, Joe? And they didn't like the watermelon. Yeah.
I like how you two drunks are trying to remember an evening.
Well, you know, at that point, I was just... Because you said watermelon. It's like, yeah, raccoons do not like watermelon. So you go with the cherries.
Oh,
so you
guys really? In your apartment.
And, well, on the porch.
On the porch. You're like, we should feed the raccoons.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Because it's not like skunks and raccoons are that different. I mean, are they a part of the same similar family? I don't know, but I mean, think
some like watermelon, some don't.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like humans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get anyone who doesn't like watermelon. That seems ridiculous.
Same.
Yeah, like, I'm almost willing to be okay with somebody that doesn't like honeydew. Although I think that's crazy as well because it's delicious.
Sure. I don't like honeydew.
Oh, honeydew is...
Oh, yeah. When it's the right texture, nice and soft... You know,
that's when I hate it the most.
Oh, that's the
best. I like
it
harder.
You do?
Yeah, I like all my fur.
I don't want it hard
firm.
In my mouth. I like it just going to get squishy.
Yeah, but no. What about the honeydew, guys?
I do love firm melons.
Yeah, firm, all kinds of fruit.
No, I like my cantaloupe, and I also like it room temperature.
See, I don't like cantaloupe at all.
Whoa. How do you not like cantaloupe? It's like watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew. Those are like the three.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, my God. Cantaloupe and honeydew are not. Yeah, I'm with Danny on that. And I don't like to be with Danny, but you know what can I do?
Yeah, just watermelon.
How do you like watermelon but don't like the other members
okay,
of the
melon
family?
Okay, hold on a second. Watermelon is not really a melon. Not the way those
what
other
is
two
in
are.
The name?
I know it's in the name, but it's not like we haven't named things stupid. Watermelon...
It's a big-ass melon.
It's a completely different consistency and taste,
true.
Whereas cantaloupe and honeydew are very similar.
They hate watermelon because it's crunchy water.
What?
It's delicious water. I love my water crunchy.
Yeah.
Don't have ice ever again, pal.
And... Wow.
That's crunchy water.
Oh, jeez.
That's actually true, yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about you guys. Not like
oh, I know exactly what you can think about us the same way you always do, that we are not related to you.
That's true.
Okay.
Man. Maybe I should go to barbecues with you guys so I don't have to worry about fighting over the honeydew or the cantaloupe.
Well, you can have all of that.
And bring Almond Joy because you know I'm the only one that likes Almond Joy. Bring those to the barbecue.
And actually,
too.
I won't have watermelon if it's like one of those like fruit salads where it's mixed with the honeydew and the cantaloupe because then you get all mixed flavors and it's gross.
I'm with you, man. I don't like those little like smorgasbords of fruits like with the grapes.
Could be a fruit salad?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, okay.
Because it does. It takes on the taste of everything.
It does.
Yeah. Huh. Unless there's alcohol that's been soaked in it for
time. See, that's the key.
Yeah.
Love that.
Because with a regular salad, what do? They take all those flavors and douse them in blue cheese or ranch or whatever.
Right. The vodka is like the honey mustard for a salad.
There we go.
Makes it better.
I can't, I get into a fight every time at Denny's. They bring me that bowl and I go, where's the vodka on top of my fruit salad? What the hell?
So it says mangoes. That's where it's at.
Mangoes?
Dried mangoes more than regular mangoes.
I love all sorts of mangoes. Mangoes are the best fruit ever.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
Can we all agree that when caught at the exact right time, when they're like perfectly, like, at, I don't know, ripest or whatever.
What are we talking about, skunks now?
Plums.
Oh, plum.
How do we feel about plums?
Plums.
I like plums. But I won't seek out plums.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Plums are so freaking good. You guys are so weird.
The only time I liked plums was because we had a plum tree.
Oh, if I had a plum tree, I'd never leave my house.
I would rather have 10 grapes rather than one plum.
What? A plum is like a grape on steroids.
No.
Oh, my God.
Grapes are way better than plums.
Yeah. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
If they're perfectly sweet and ripe to the right point, then they're great.
Sometimes they're just, you got to find that sweet spot. But
yeah, well, guess what? I find that sweet spot by taking 10 grapes and throwing it in my mouth. They work every time.
You cut it, and you twist it, and you pull that pit out, and it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could just always get.
How was that, Steve?
Yeah.
There you go.
Core, I don't got to worry about pits, and they're bite-sized. My plum becomes bite-sized because it's always good.
What about seeded grapes?
Who's buying seeded grapes?
Those, I don't know. Yeah. I question people that do that.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
That seems like,
happens.
Why are you going to put all that effort into something that they've already provided you an opportunity to eat it without it?
Exactly.
It's like seeded watermelon.
Yeah.
Which, how do they get the seeds out?
They have a couple of people. You know how the Oompa Loompas?
So people that get the cream into the Twinkie?
Well, if you're
they
not,
get the seeds out of the watermelon?
If you're not good enough to be an Oompa Loompa, then you get relegated to the water looper.
Oh, it gets hard times. You got to hit the streets to get the seed out of things.
Yeah. You're a feeder seeder or whatever code name they might give you.
Wow.
You know what is terrible? Pears.
Get out. Go home.
Again, like a plum, you get the right pear. It's great.
Maybe I haven't had the right one yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to keep searching, because in order to have a pair, you got to find the one.
I'm going to pairme.com. I don't know.
Wow.
Wow, that was really, okay.
Right. That was inspiring.
Thanks, Kenny.
You're welcome. Someone's like, finally, you guys are talking about food, but it's healthy food.
Yeah, we don't want to. This is Steve's fault. I tried to throw Almond Joy in there, and you totally just said, no, let's go back and talk about plums.
I'm not worried about your Almond Joy trash.
Almond Joy, at least, is like candy, and Steve goes, here's a better idea.
Yeah, it's like candy.
You guys are insane.
I can't believe, I thought for sure you guys would like plums. I thought for sure we'd all be on the same page about
think,
plums. Dude,
how would you think that? You look in my eyes and go, you look like a plum guy.
I just didn't think anyone could dislike a plum.
I mean, plums are just not even necessary.
Yeah, I don't dislike them, but
unless you dry them out and can't go to the bathroom, then you prune yourself up.
They're definitely not a top five.
No, oh, boy. That's like top three for me.
Plums?
Yes.
With oranges and apples and grapes. And yes.
Ahead of all the ones you just said.
Are you out of you? Okay, you are definitely not American. Take that MAGA hat off.
I need to take a personal day
okay.
for this.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to get a hat that just says plum.
Plum.
Yeah.
Plum.
I love plums.
Okay, well, there should be an Urban Dictionary, I'm sure.
So says the other guy was right. You guys are all idiots.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh, well, there we go.
We're trying.
Again,
but what about peaches? Someone said
peaches.
They come from a can.
To the country. I'm going to eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah, well, it depends, because that euphemism has changed over the years, and I'm really upset. It's like the GIF people. Peach used to mean one thing, but now you bloody icon people.
No, we're
you
talking know, about the actual
people.
Fruit.
No, we're talking about the fruit, man.
I know, but I can't even make a joke anymore because it doesn't mean what it used to.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because of the kids. The kids took with their damn emojis and they made peach a whole different thing than it used to be. And I don't like it. I'm an old guy.
Old man yells at peaches.
That's right.
I like peaches.
Peaches are great. Yeah. Especially when they're not super firm.
Let me just say this right
now. They're too firm. It's like, eh.
Yeah. I'm going to do this for the old people.
Firm peaches.
There was a band called Little Feet, and the name of their album was Eat a Peach. And we all snickered and laughed because we knew what it meant, if you knew it, whereas all the adults, like the older people at the time when we were young, didn't know what that meant. Well, now, these young kids, if you said, hey, check it out, and they'll be going, oh, that's horrible, because what that means is that. It's like, okay, no, because you ruined it. Hmm. And then Steve's like, well, how about if we just talk about it as a fruit? And then you mention plums and you ruin everything.
So it's a, don't worry, Steve, I'm with you on the plums. Everyone else is just being prunes.
That is an acceptable joke.
I don't like it.
No
I'm not.
I like it. Bad joke Monday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, on Friday, Petey Plum over here, he did get this one wrong.
What is the name of the dog from the story How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Fido.
No.
Paul.
No.
Paul.
No.
Blitzer.
No.
Do you remember? Because I, without looking at this, I would have. I
Max.
Forgot. Ooh, good
nice.
Job.
Buddy. Good job.
Yeah, good job. I totally forgot. And that's really, like, I'm so angry because I watch it every year.
Wow.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. You know it. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.